Some of them called them horse puppies and some corn dodgers, same thing.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you're not old enough to remember, but if your grandparents used to cook cornmeal in the ashes of a fireplace, what would you call that? Do you have to remember that?
I don't remember that, no. I remember cooking on the fireplace, and but not in the ashes, but being a covered iron pan. I don't even remember what they call that.
Could be an oven.
Oven.
Dutch
yeah.
oven.
Yeah, something like that. Dutch oven.
I think in fact that's where you put your spider when you put a spider with legs on it.
Oh yeah, over the coals, you see. And you put some coals over the lid. And I've seen it bake like that.
Did you ever hear of ash cake?
I don't know that I have. Might have.
Mm-hmm. That goes way back. And if you serve cornbread that's soft in a bowl and you eat it with a spoon, what do you call that? Just soft and you eat it with a spoon.
Well, you used to call it mush.
Don't you use it anymore?
No, I don't know. I don't know if anybody eats any mush around here. I haven't heard it mentioned in some time.
Hmm. Wonder why that is. We still have it.
You do? Yeah. But I forgot it, I'm telling you. But mush with milk when I was a boy was pretty good stuff.
Sure, still is. And bread and loaf was made of white flour. How about that? You made of white flour instead of cornmeal.
Biscuits, you know.
Call it white bread?
Light bread, loaf bread.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a loaf of bread. It's loaf bread, you know.
If you go to the grocery, would you buy, if you say a loaf of bread, or would you say light bread?
I say loaf of bread. I need a loaf of bread.
And, but that loaf would be light bread.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how about things that are baked that are round with a hole in them?
Donuts.
Do you make any difference between those that are kind of flat and those that are real puffy? They've got yeast or something that makes them bigger?
Well, I don't know. A donut is puffy and round, you know, that's hole in it.
We call them fried cakes or fat cakes.
No, I don't remember that phrase.
It's interesting how these terms change from area to area, not very far away. Flat cakes that you eat in the morning, with make them with white flour and you cook them in a grease skillet.
Yeah, hot cakes.
Did you always call them hot cakes in the old days?
Pancakes, hot cakes.
Did you hear the term batter cakes?
Batter cakes.
Batter cake probably was put back by the...
Maybe I have batter cakes.
And, do you want to
get that? No, that's part of it.
Okay. How about meat that you cut from the side of a hog?
Well, we call that bacon.
It's sort of salted, but not smoked.
White side.
White side?
Yes, white side.
You ever hear Midland?
Yes, Midland meat is white side.
White side. And, did you ever hear or eat, meat that's pressed, it's made out of the jowls and the head of the hog.
It's sow's meat.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the thing that's in the center of a cherry? Folks around here call that.
Well, I believe it's the seed of a cherry.
Uh-huh.
Instead of the stone, maybe around here, it's a cherry seed.
Uh-huh. And when you come to a peach, what's the center of the peach?
And peach seed, they call that.
Did you ever hear that called a kernel?
Hardly ever. It's a seed. Yeah, the phrase we use here, peach seed, cherry seed.
Suppose a peach, the meat sticks to the seed. What do you call that kind of peach?
That's a pressed peach.
And the one that the meat goes right away from the seed.
That's the cursey.
Okay, and that don't have to be shelled? What do you call them?
We call them snap beans, string beans.
Either one.
Yes, either one.
If you take a string bean and snap it. And how about the ones that have to be shelled?
Shell beans.
Any other term for that?